From KLCC Media, this is the Oregon Grapevine. I'm Barbara Dellenbach. The Oregon Grapevine highlights fresh-pressed conversations with people who are actively and passionately creating the present and future in which they wish to live. Lauren Sorg is the executive director of the Bay City Arts Center on the Oregon coast. Thank you so much, Lauren, for being on the Oregon Grapevine.
Thanks for having me.
What makes the Bay City Arts Center unique? What is it, and how is it kind of the cool place that it is?
I think it's unique because it's one of the only community art centers along the Oregon coast that has the breadth of programming that the Bay City Arts Center has. We have a gallery, we have a performance hall, a performance space. We've got youth programs, so we bring kids in for after-school programs and summer programs, and then we have workshops. We bring in artist instructors to teach workshops, and then we also have, I mentioned a performance hall, so we have community events like variety shows and theater, but then we also host musicians and we have live performances and concerts at the Art Center as well. So we've got a lot going on. The Art Center has been around for 26 years, so founded in 2000, and we steward a 100-year-old building. So I think that makes us unique in all of those different ways. And the building, built in 1926 by the Freemasons, and they were the previous owners before the Art Center bought it in 2000.
And when it was purchased, was it in pretty good shape for the things that you want to do?
The community of volunteers and supporters and the folks that did all of that work back in the early days, they did have to do some early renovations work, and they replaced some things like the roof and things like that. So they had to do some things. And 26 years later, we're doing those things again. So that's a big part of my priority entering this role this past year, is to really bring the building back up to modern age, so that we can do all the things that we've been doing and then do more, because we've got a lot of ideas and the community is really rallying around this. It's sort of a revival situation that's happening right now with the Art Center, where we have a paid director, myself, and we have a board of directors and a number of community volunteers that just want to create a place the community owns and the community has access to, for adults and children, everyone.
I think it's easy to think of the arts as something separate, unless you happen to be an artist, you happen to be into those things. I think it's easy for people, especially as the education system kind of cuts a lot of things out, to say, why do they really matter? Why, you know, that's cool, you want to go paint, and that's cool, you want to go sing. Why does that affect me? Why does that matter to me?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think that art lives inside of all of us. I don't think that art decides that, oh, this is an artist and we're gonna, art is for everyone and everyone has a piece of art. And I also think that art brings us together. And now more than ever, myself included, we're gravitating towards each other. And when you have a space like the Art Center's building where we host all different kinds of art, and whatever the art is, it's based on the individual or the group, they get to decide what makes their art and what makes it special. And so we provide a space and we have this shared vision that art is for everyone. It's not just for the folks that have their art displayed in a gallery, for example, or it's not just the musician that goes on stage, but it's also the mom who brings her kid to the center and or comes on her own with her friends to do, you know, a stained glass workshop, and or brings her kids, or, you know, the family brings the kids to do kids art. So it's all centered around this concept of belonging and feeling the joy that lives inside of all of us, and that we have different tools to bring them out. And we have adults at the center who are sort of like mentors to new folks trying to bring that part out of them. There's just so much, I want to say crazy, because it is a little bit, there's just a lot of energy and you can feel it. It's tangible, it's palpable. We have sort of a ready-made place for people to come and explore their inner artists and their inner creativity, because that, we all have that.
I don't know much about the town of Bay City. I know a little bit about that piece and part of the Oregon coast. From how far away do you draw people, and where is kind of the closest collaborative place that your
Sure.
center works with and teaches with?
So we partner with school districts. Our two closest school districts are Tillamook School District and the Neahkahnee School District to the north, Tillamook to the south. We've got close working relationships with our school partners. We provide programming in the school as well. I didn't mention that, as sort of supplementary art projects. We also have kids come with the school for field trips to the art center, and they do creative projects. In our galleries, we even host the students' work in the galleries for the community. So we have the school districts, but then we also have folks that come from Portland, for example, to attend a concert, or we've got people from Portland and beyond that come for a workshop. So it really depends on what's happening and what is driving our own marketing. We have received recently a marketing grant from the Visit Tillamook Coast tourist lodging tax dollars. And so that's helping us to build a website and really focus our that marketing project, because it comes from tourist funding, and so it's geared towards bringing in visitors from 50 plus miles away. And so that's, we post in with the Tillamook County Chamber. They have a number of magazines that they distribute across Portland and Seattle and other areas in the Pacific Northwest region. So we do see people that come from all over, and somehow you guys in Eugene found out about us. And so yeah, the word gets out.
I saw on the web page as well that you have, I think it's Houghton House, as part of
Yes.
the work you do. Would you talk a little about what that is?
The Houghton House is a historical building. It's been around. I actually don't know the year that that building was built. It's sort of a smaller component of what we're doing, and we don't have any programming in there, but the Art Center received a number of grants to purchase the building from the city. And so the goal of the Houghton Historical Interpretive Center, we call the HHIC, is to be a center that's placed in, it's next to the Houghton Slough, hence the name. And downstairs, we're working on building a science laboratory. And this has been in partnership with a teacher, an instructor at the Tillamook School District, who has really been sort of the champion of this, along with one of our founding board members. And so together, they're building the science laboratory. It's right next to the post office in Tillamook. So if you drive through Tillamook, you can see it. It's painted a Victorian purple color, so you'll notice it right away. And the community was going to bulldoze the building, and so community members came around, and including the Art Center, purchased it and saved the building, and then got grant money to move it back, because this was all sort of happening when we had a Highway 101 ODOT project that was coming through Tillamook. And so the building needed to be saved because it's a historical building.
Are you an artist? How did you come to this world?
Yes, it's so funny because I never considered myself an artist until very recently, but I have always, since being a little girl, have been creative and have been a maker, and really have been textile art and sewing as a little girl. That was me, creating things, taking my mom's pillowcases and like cutting them up and making clothes with them. And so I had a little bit of a career sabbatical the last before I joined the Art Center, and explored my own inner artist with natural dyeing and growing plants, and then extracting pigment, and then putting those onto the fabrics and the fibers with different kinds of designs. So I'm a natural plant dyer and indigo grower, and so I grow the plants in my dye garden, and I am a quilt maker. So I use that to dye the fibers and make quilts. And but I do it for like my kids. It's just a hobby thing for me, but I would love to see that art be, through programming at least, maybe even for kids to come and explore how the magic of color on fibers coming from plants. So
The word community is bandied about a lot. I feel like I know what it is, and people who use it feel like they know what it is when they say, oh, it's community-based, or it's building community, or community's important. And I wonder about your thoughts on that word and concept.
there's, I guess I could respond in two different ways, like my own personal feelings of community, but also the Art Center and how those join. So maybe just a personal story, really quickly. So I moved to the Oregon coast 16 years ago, so 2010, and in August to join a nonprofit that I stewarded later on for a while. But when you come to Tillamook County, housing is hard to find, and so you get what you get. And this was 16 years ago, so it was easier then, I would say. But I ended up living in the Bay City Art Center in this tiny little room upstairs, which is now the green room for our performance programming. But at the time, it was a little studio apartment with a half bath, and the shower was downstairs. The shower's still there, but so I lived there. But I was maybe like the 10th person that lived there. So living there, I connected to so many different people that were coming and going in the building. And the building is, it's the Bay City Art Center, but it's really owned by the community because it's been run by the community for 26 years. I'm the first paid executive director. And before that, it's been a volunteer executive director or volunteer board members, which are, we have a community radio show. And the programs that we run are really guided by the volunteers that are wanting to get involved. I'm helping to connect the dots and make sure that there's a more centered communication and also growing programs. But for all of the history of the Art Center, we've had a pancake breakfast quarterly, or even before it was monthly. And so community members come, we eat, we listen to them, and we have open art night weekly. And so community members come again, and they get to explore their own arts. But it's really about coming together under one roof and talking about the crazy ideas that we have. And then those members become board members or volunteers, or maybe they're a parent and then they want to help design a program for the kids. That's really how I got involved with my two kids. Was I had this time after I left my previous job and I was getting involved in my own art, and I wanted a space for my kids to be able to do that as well. And the first week of summer, we are launching a kids' Create, Imagine, and Perform week, where they're going to get to do everything from painting to juggling to radio tech and sound and improv and music, writing songs. And so all of these types of things are being led by community adult members that have these backgrounds. And so the kids get to explore that. That's how we see community. It's from the top to the bottom. I mean, there's no hierarchy in the art center. It's just all of us wanting to make this crazy stuff happen, and we get together and we make it happen. We're seeing that again and again, and more people are coming to the art center, and it's an exciting time to be involved. And we've got a lot going on this summer, including the building work, which we're sort of working around because we're renovating the building with some grants that we've gotten.
Do you find that, okay, this program really didn't work for whatever reasons? Maybe the wrong people showed up, maybe we didn't have the right stuff. How do you kind of go and evolve your programming? Someone comes in and says, I want to do indigo dyeing. And so you figure that out, or how does the process work for figuring out what the right programs are?
Well, we have a board of directors, and the board really helps lead that, and they have in the past. I'm working together with the board and volunteers who bring ideas, and some of it is tied to funding. As nonprofits, that's, how things go. If you plan a new program, you have a funder that wants to fund kids' summer programs. And so if we have access to funding, that makes things a lot easier because then we can pay the instructors. And that's my goal, is to continue to write these grants and to figure out how our programs can make some revenue to generate and, to be a healthy nonprofit organization. But a lot of it just happens. For example, we had Artist of the Month. So that's another thing, another program. Every month we host an artist or a collaborative of artists. Next month it's a collaborative of artists. So you'll have maybe a half or a dozen artists that are coming together. We have a First Friday open art night. And so if we do something, for example, we had a high school group come out and do it. The high school kids didn't show up for some reason, and the teacher was there, and that was great. The teacher was promoting the art, and we had the art in the building, but the board met after that. We talk about what went well. We really wanted to see those kids there, and so we then take that to back to the teacher, and then we're like, how about we do this next time? Or maybe we can give a theme to the students, or you can give a theme so everything is under a same theme for the month. Or a lot of it just has to do with one-on-one relationships that we have and that we're continuing to build and bringing people together so that they have Everyone is empowered to bring what they want to see happen at the Art Center. So a lot of it is just one-on-one. And I mean, that's really how we've stayed alive 26 years is through relationships and working together to make it work.
As you live on the coast and you moved there when you moved there, and it inspires you however it inspires you, how do you explain to people perhaps the magic or the love of that part of the coast? Why should people come there, not just necessarily for the Arts Center, but for that part of this planet?
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's so many cool things happening that's not just the Art Center, and that's exciting too because I think that's part of the special magic is that there are these parallel energies sort of rising back and it's all along the coast. We've got really great partners with, I mentioned Visit Tillamook Coast before, but the city of Bay City in particular is also, I'm not sure if it's, well, it's on their, it's part of their vision that they want Bay City to become a cultural destination along the Oregon coast. So they're investing in the Art Center and they're investing in every year. I don't know how many years it's been going on, but it's also sort of had a revival. But that's the Bay City Pearl and Oyster Festival, which is the third weekend of August. It's usually just the 2-day weekend, but the Art Center is joining in on all that fun. The energy of the Pearl Fest, they bring in, it's a free festival. It's a free music festival, but then they also have vendors, street vendors and food trucks, and they have a whole kids' day with a pet parade, and it's an awesome thing. So they have been around for much longer than I've been here. And then you have the Rockaway Music Festival, which is just another, you know, two towns north of us, maybe 10-minute drive. And then that's in also in August. You know, the Tillamook Chamber has been doing a lot of events in the town, in the area. And then you've got Manzanita Farmers Market, Tillamook Farmers Market. There's a lot of energy. The coast is always a hot spot for the summertime, so that's hence some of why it's scheduled in those months. But the Bay City Art Center is one partner among many that are trying to make the coast vibrant. I mean, it's an exciting time to be out here and for me, I love nature. And so when people come out here, they're expecting to have that. But then they also get this added treat of entertainment and things to do. And we get support, you know, when we write these tourist-focused grants from so many of the local businesses that are also seeing an increase in their customers thanks to these festivals. So it really does help the economic impact of our area when we're doing all of this together.
What inspires you to do the work you're doing?
My children inspire me for sure. My friends inspire me. All of the amazingly talented people inspire me. You know, we just had a variety show at the Art Center, and it was a packed theater. We have, it's a 75 to 80 seat theater. We've got some seats on the side, and so it was packed. And people were doing crazy acts, and they were awesome. And it made me feel like I could go up there and do my own act. I also am a singer-songwriter, and so maybe one day I'll go up there and do one of my songs. But seeing my neighbors and seeing, you know, our radio volunteers and our parent volunteers go up there on stage in front of their community and be supported, even when they're saying like, "This is the first time I've picked up my trombone since high school, and maybe it's a bad idea, or maybe you guys will really enjoy this with me." And we did, we loved it. And but my children inspire me because they're having, I mean, they're kids. I get to connect with my inner child as a parent and also as a creative with the Art Center. You know, adults getting to connect with their inner children is it's a really magical thing. And so, children are magical.
I want to talk a little about the radio station. Why is there a radio station attached? Of course, is my love of radio. And
Yeah.
what's the value of this radio station?
Yeah. Well, the radio station is a great example of community members saying they want something to happen, and then they're going to put their, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, for lack of a better phrase, into it to make it happen. And that's like writing grants. So we had community members write grants and the board member, board members as well. And so, and now it's stewarded by a volunteer who's not even a board member. The community radio station serves as a way for us to provide outreach to the community, but it's also a way for community members to find out about other events, not just the Bay City Art Centers. So we have a regular coffee with the mayor. So the mayor comes in and does a radio show with our volunteer. And then we have the Bay City Pearl and Oyster Festival. They're doing, we have a radio talk with them as well. So we have community conversations with stakeholders and leaders throughout the community. We even have an opportunity for locals to run their own little station. So we have one of our youth participants, Lucy. She's a second grader and she runs her own show and she does songs and her mom runs her own show. And it's fabulous. And so you get to hear your neighbors on the radio in addition to amazing music. It's 24/7. There's no advertisements. We don't do ads. We don't do sponsorships on there. We may thank people if they help, but we don't do that. But we do promote what's happening locally. And it also serves as an emergency broadcast network if we need to in a time of an emergency. And so does the building as well. And so if we need a warming center or things like that, those are things that I'm working to establish as well with the city because we are a pillar in the community. It's a huge Freemason building. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but it's got these big pillars. You know it. You see it when you come in, and we've got Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi for community members to stop by and use it and those things. But the radio station is really such a magical part of the art center, and it hasn't always been there. And so it's great to see it continue to thrive and grow and actually have its own revival in itself with integrating the youth performances into the theater. This past May, we had a 2-week after school program with 20 kids, and they recorded performances. They did Foley arts techniques and sound effects live on the radio, and we had the performances go out for one full weekend. And so it's a fabulous thing. Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you so much, Lauren Sorg of the Bay City Arts Center, for being on the Oregon Grapevine and just for doing the work you do and making it
Thank
be
you.
fun for people to know that art is can be integrated in a bunch of ways.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You've been listening to KLCC Media's The Oregon Grapevine, fresh pressed conversations with people who are actively and passionately creating the present and future in which they wish to live.